Welcome to America's Voice Live. I'm Steve Gerber. Today is Monday, April the 22nd. Let's get into today's top stories. It's the Steve Gerber Show, by the way. Good to have you here as we get rolling into Earth Day. Several things to discuss here today, and man, I am on the wrong page. So let's just move right to it. Yeah, I did this. It's a Monday. It happens. All right, yeah. Another brand new hour here on the Steve Gerber Show. And this brand new hour, off to an interesting start. It's Earth Day, I'll tell you that, here at Studio G, I'll tell you that. Let's see. The things we're going to know this are a tragic drunk driving horror show in Michigan where a 66-year-old woman is behind bars. Two little kids are dead. She plowed through a birthday party at a boat club. Number two, the failure of higher education is on full display these days, and nowhere is it worse than Columbia. Anti-Semitism, hateful protests, you've probably seen this. And number three, this is important. This is important. It might be a Monday. Might be a mistake made. It's okay. Listen to what I'm going to say. It's important. In fact, go ahead and write it down and hold me accountable, because I've been saying this from the moment Russian tanks rolled into Ukraine back in February 2022, and I've not wavered. Ukraine is not going to win this war. Write it down. Ukraine is not going to win this war, no matter how much money Congress steals from American taxpayers to squander in Eastern Europe. It's not going to make a difference. And if you're mad right now about how much money we've been pumping over there, I want you to clearly understand something else I've been telling you, but today I feel compelled to make sure you understand. After Ukraine loses the war to Russia, and two or three provinces on the eastern end of the country have joined Russia again, then the big bills are going to start coming in. The big bills. Just wait until the U.S. Congress decides to send, $500 billion to let companies like BlackRock and State Street and some of these other folks rebuild Ukraine with your money. And all the while, the southern border here will remain wide open. Cities like Denver and New York will be overrun and tapped out, as the cash will really have run out by then. You think they have problems now? Just wait. I mean, look at what's happening in the Mile High City already. The police are being defunded along with all kinds of city services to make sure they can pay for the illegals that have moved there. With no place to live, no job, no future, no plan. Do you think Denver could have used some of that $61 billion headed to Ukraine? Or the $28 billion headed to Israel and the billions more we're spending on Taiwan and God only knows what else? Do you think we could have used some of that $95 billion in total package that was passed over the weekend and going to be shipped overseas to build a border wall or put more actual enforcement officers on the border? How about investing in stopping the flow of fentanyl or the exploitation of little kids as sex slaves? Do you think maybe, just maybe, that would be a better investment for our once great nation than where it's going? You know, I'm sorry that Ukraine has a hostile neighbor, but the last time I looked, Russia was not the one causing the most concern for America. That was and is China. The same China and Chinese Communist Party that's flooding drugs over our border, buying 2 million barrels of oil a day from Iran and funding that regime. And that regime then in turn is funding Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthi terrorist organizations, among others, that routinely try and often succeed in killing Americans along the way. When was the last time Russia or one of its proxies got into a shooting war with the United States? Anybody got an answer for me? Yet the Democrats who claim to be peaceful and the Republicans that claim to be smart are all being moronic warmongers together. The Uniparty. This is a monumental failure of leadership from where I stand, from the White House to the Speaker of the House. And trust me, in a couple of days, you'll see the Senate Republicans as a group are no better. They're going to sell you a bill of goods, too, and tell you, hey, we got them to stop TikTok. Yeah. Not much of a deal there, guys. And remember, we were promised over and over again that this would not happen. We would not send a nickel more until our border was taken care of. I had a lot of hope for Mike Johnson. I did. I talked about it here. I thought, man, the Democrats really screwed up. They got a real conservative guy, a guy with some real backbone. But like so many before, that hope turned to disappointment. And now a fair amount of anger, too. Four new bills, $61 billion for Ukraine, $26 billion for Israel, $8 billion for Taiwan, and a TikTok ban. Nothing for the border. Not what we are promised at all, because here are the promises.
Telling all of you, and we've told the American people, border border, border. We have to effect real policy change at the border, and that is a necessary condition to anything we do going forward.
We have to take care of our border first. That's what the American people demands.
Every state in America is now a border state.
Border, border, border. How can we be engaged in securing the border of foreign countries if we can't secure our own?
We know the urgency in Ukraine. We're going to stand for freedom and make sure that Vladimir Putin doesn't march through Europe.
It's past time to secure the border.
Listen, this is a catastrophe down here.
The battle is for the border.
President Biden wants a supplemental spending bill. It better begin by defending America's national security.
Okay, these are dangerous people who are coming into the country. Over 300 known terrorists.
How can we be engaged in securing the border of foreign countries if we can't secure our own?
Well, that's a fine question. We're not securing our own, so how can we take any of them seriously anymore at all? They look at you and make promises that they break by the time the sun sets. And it's so bad, many of them don't even know what they're voting for or what's actually going on. And if you don't think so, let me share something with you right here, because it's an unprecedented failure of Congress to secure our borders while our nation's being bankrupt. Supporters on both sides of the aisle that have, like I said, no idea what's going on. Listen to this.
Most of these dollars are really an investment in America, in our defense industrial base. We will be producing the weapons that the Iranians use to defeat Vladimir Putin. So it's a good moment for the country. That'll be on Tuesday.
A great moment for the country is we're getting ready to, for the Iranians, is what he said, for the Iranians to defeat Vladimir Putin. Go ahead, rewind that. Put it up there again. He said the Iranians are going to defeat Vladimir Putin. This is how out of touch these folks really are. Here it is again.
Most of these dollars are really an investment in America, in our defense industrial base. We will be producing the weapons that the Iranians use to defeat Vladimir Putin. So it's a good moment for the country. That'll be on Tuesday.
A good moment for the country? Hardly. But hey, the supporters of this travesty are bragging about how much money this will mean to America, as you've heard. So they're going to pass these massive spending bills for other countries and then claim it's great for America because we'll be building the bombs and bullets and missiles getting shipped over there for somebody else's war. It's a really fancy way of justifying corporate welfare, huh? Yeah. And the bill will get approval on both sides in the Senate, too, like I said, despite doing nothing for America except building weapons for both sides of too many wars. Listen.
I believe strongly that the weakness coming out of the Biden White House, they cut defense spending, you know, every year in terms of the president's budget. Their energy policies exude weakness, and the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan emboldened Putin to undertake the invasion of Ukraine. So we got to remember kind of broadly, more strategically, where we are. But as you know, I was a supporter of the defense supplemental. And I think it's not just going to be important for Ukraine, as you and I have talked about before. It's going to be really important for the industrial base of America, which has atrophied dramatically. 60% of this bill goes into building weapons, everything from submarines to 155.
And many Republican districts, too, which is why it was so surprising. It took so long to get through that house.
All over the place. So I think it's important.
Yeah. It's important. That's Dan Sullivan, Senator of Alaska, Republican, telling the world he's going to vote for this so we can build bombs and missiles and hand grenades and whatever else to be involved in a war where people can kill each other that we can build and rebuild afterwards. I'll be back.
And we're off to somewhere.
To anywhere. Chatting about how Enbridge has invested in renewable energy projects
like solar. Right, that's what we're doing.
Yep, we're just two friends in a radio ad, letting everyone know these renewable energy projects can power more than 1 million homes.
It's the reason we're here, Zakiya.
It's the reason we exist, Mike.
So what happens when this commercial ends?
We say, tomorrow is on.
Enbridge.
Life takes energy.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall.
Oh, no. Turn around. Start paddling.
For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
Most emergencies come without warning. And when the next one comes, you won't have a second to spare on packing and preparing. You need to get ready now before an emergency strikes, and one will soon. Your supplies should be within reach, ready to grab and go at a moment's notice. Secure those supplies at my website, preparewithgruber.com. Start with four-week emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply. Helping millions of American families prepare since 2008, My Patriot Supply are the experts in all things self-reliance. Their four-week emergency food kits offer over 2,000 calories every day. Protected by heavy-duty four-layer packaging, these kits last up to 25 years in storage. These delicious foods are sealed inside rugged buckets with handles designed to grab in a hurry. Go to preparewithgruber.com and get as many food kits as your family needs for $50 off each. They will ship fast and free in unmarked boxes. Save $50 per kit at preparewithgruber.com now. Preparewithgruber.com. Preparewithgruber.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more.